We're doing the Drashot Aran. The Ran had taken us, we're on page Shin Nun Tet in the Musada of Kuk edition. The Ran had brought us to an interesting discussion about whether idol worship has any power. Do idols really have any force? And Maimonides had explained, he had quoted Maimonides that said that when people saw that God created the heavenly beings, the stars and the cycles of the stars, so they decided that if we worship them, that's a way of serving Hashem, because they are His servants, and that ultimately led them to paganism. And the Ran said, maybe Rambam came up with this explanation because he found it in some Medrash. You guys, could you pass back the cakes? Ragalach. Or maybe he found it in the ancient works of the pagans. It could be that the Rambam, who was well versed in all books of in many books of philosophy of his day, found the source for it there. But the Ran says, with all due respect, I think that people started idol worship from actually a very smart perspective and from deep philosophical insights, because I'm starting again. Aval lefi asvara, bottom of page Shin Nun Chet, ani choshev sheguf hayuni amevi otam lekach. I think, says the Ran, that people's analysis brought them to paganism. Vehu, and it goes as follows: shemayumi data philosophim. Their approach was like Aristotle's approach that Maimonides actually quotes and the Kuzari quotes. Hachoshvim she'en l'Hashem itbach hefetz v'hashgacha bebruav. So the philosophers say there is that original creator, but he has nothing to do with you. He's like the sun that shines in the morning. There's no personal relationship between you and the sun. The sun does what it does, it shines what it shines, it heats what it heats, it heals what it heals, but it has no intimate connection with the person or the plant that it is affecting. When the sun creates photosynthesis, there's no relationship between the sun and the plant. And that's how they viewed Hashem, as orchestrating the world, as the philosophers, as... I don't know. I don't know what that is.
You know, there was a creator, but he checked out.
Right. That's what you're going to say. Okay. Aval. But rather, kolam tziut nimshach al tzad achiyuv. What they believed was that Hashem created a cycle, and there was sort of an evolvement, a natural evolvement. And anyone who has this erroneous approach, so they say that any other approach is actually ridiculous. They say it is unnatural to think that Hashem has a relationship with you. So that's the philosophical approach. They say Hashem is above the details. In our small human lives, we deal with details, we deal with change, but Hashem is above all that. He is whole, He is perfect, He is unwavering, and therefore He is not connected to us and our small, petty lives. And being that they had this erroneous philosophy, and they actually analyzed and researched and came to a scientific conclusion that there is an impact from the stars to the earth, and the zodiac does have an effect on what's going on down below. So they said, here, look at that. Scientifically, we can prove that there is a connection between the stars and what goes on here down below. He says they researched it. He's not going into what they were able to prove. But the Talmud also says that Avraham Avinu, in his great research, in his quest for understanding of the world, initially was an astrologer. Initially, Avraham understood the stars to the point that even as he was a monotheist, he argued with his creator and said, you're promising me a child, but the stars say I'm not going to have a kid. And that's where in the vision of Brit Ben Abtarim, Hashem vayotze oto achutza. Hashem takes him out of the system and says, look now, you're watching it from earth, take my perspective. Vayotze oto achutza. Hashem lifted him above the stars and said, you think the stars define everything, you are not defined by the stars. And some commentaries say that that is specifically why Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarah and Rebecca and Rachel and Leah were all naturally incapable of having children. So about Avram it says it, about Yitzchak it says, about Yaakov I don't think it says it, about Sarah it says it, it says Sarah did not have a womb. It says Avram couldn't ejaculate. His seed would never reach the womb if his wife had one. So he couldn't naturally have kids. And then Hashem says, but your capacity to have kids is going to be out of the realm of nature. You and your children are not governed by the forces of nature. There's no natural explanation for the existence of the Jewish people this long, and that's part of what Hashem was telling him. I'm taking you out of the spheres. But you see, Avraham Avinu says to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's not going to work. He says, God, you created a world, you created a system. I've learned the system, and I see that naturally I can't have kids. And God says, right, but we will change. We will change you from Avram to Avraham. Avram is the numerical value of 200, resh, 40, mem, aleph, beis, 3, that's 243. We will add a hey to your name, Avraham, and you become 248. You are missing the wholeness. We say there are 248 limbs in man. You are missing a wholeness. And when we change your name, that will also change the way the stars impact you. Sarai is very personal. We will make her global. We will make her Sarah. Sarai means she's your boss. Sarah means she's in charge of the world. Avram means the leader of the Aramean people. Avraham means the leader of the world. So God says to him, you have a certain mission. Within that mission, you have to be sterile. We will change your mission, and we will change your name, and we will change your positioning vis-a-vis the stars. You'll see that you're a different person. That's why we name a child at a Brit Milah, corresponding to Avram's naming when he got his circumcision. And that's why we also believe that Hashem gave us a promise that we are not governed by the stars. Either we never were affected by it, or we have the capacity to overcome it. Two approaches in Chazal. Yes?
How do we differentiate between what the Ram just said, philosophers came to him and he says this is incorrect, and between what the Ram says, he says Hashem did create a system, we operate within that system, and he has no connection to us, other than if we reach a higher level, we merit his intercession.
Wait, you're right. That's a great question, right? That's why the Rishonim were so upset at the Rambam's approach. You're 100% right. Okay. And to the point where there were people who forbade learning the Rambam's work, to the point where the Rama, who has his first quote in Shulchan Aruch from Maimonides, also says, and quotes the Rashba, the disciple of the Ramban, who says that with all due respect to Maimonides' greatness in Talmud and Torah, when it comes to philosophy, he was misled by all the philosophical works that he read, and he misunderstood them, to the point where the Gra writes about Maimonides' understanding of Maaseh Merkava and Kabbalistic concepts, he doesn't begin to know what he's talking about. That's not the wording you'd expect from the Gra, who had great respect for the Rambam. But he says, in this area, he got it wrong. And you see, in the Rashba's day, the Rashba, again, was a disciple of the Ramban, they made a pact that the youth may not study philosophy because people were being led astray, and they held that the Rambam, with all due respect, was also led astray. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Ran.
So the Ran, we're in the middle of hearing him out. Let's hear him out. He's not done talking yet.
But he does say there's a system.
Let's see. He's in the middle of tackling this concept right now. Yes? Okay. So they saw, they were right, says the Ran, in seeing that the stars affect us. They were able to narrow it down to the relationship between stars and nations. And they were able to see which stars affected which nations. The verse, the way the Ran interprets it, actually alludes to this. The Pasuk says, Ufentisainecha shamayma, lest you raise your eyes to the heavens, v'ra'ite et ha-kochavim. You'll see all the stars, the armies of the heaven, asher chalak Hashem lokech otam l'chol ha'amim tachta shamayim. The stars which Hashem set up for the nations under the heavens. Now we understand, we are not considered under the heavens. Avram was taken above that. But they are. The nations do have a correspondence to the stars. Okay, this goes back to our conversation last night, that every tribe has its traits, and every land develops different people. So you can understand that when people say the French and their wine, the Italian and their temper, the French and their attraction to women, the different peoples are different, they have different temperaments. You can see that Chazal also said different nations have different stars, and the land and the geology and the consumption of the goods that grow in that land will affect people a different way. When we drink wine, so we want French wine. Why? Why does it matter? Ah, there's a difference. The wine affects you differently. I don't know. I don't think I ever tasted French wine. But what they thought, and this is where they were erroneous, they thought that in doing different pagan acts in honor of the stars, that will affect the stars to act kindly upon them. And they were steeped with this erroneous attitude. To the point where the cursed women said, the women come to the prophet Jeremiah, and they say, ever since we stopped offering sacrifices to the stars, we've lost everything. Meaning they were so convinced that their service of the stars is what made things right in their life. So he says, you have to realize that if science of the day was supporting the pagan ways, so then had the Torah not illuminated our path, we too would have erred in that way. As the verse says, your word is the lamp that lights my path. Because undoubtedly back then, if that was the scientific approach, you wouldn't look badly upon a pagan, because science seemed to support them back then. And so the Ran is taking a different path than the Rambam. He's saying, don't look at them all as foolish and erroneous. They were working with the science of their day. And if we didn't have the Torah to guide us differently, well, you know what? We wouldn't have gone differently. So we're
did anyway.
What?
Did anyway. I mean, the prophets